have stood, if there had been an altar. Did Methodists have them? Ramsay wondered now and found that he could not remember. As a child, he'd been sent to Sunday school by his devout mother, but that had been in a cold and draughty hall. He had a crush on his teacher, Miss Pearson, and there'd been pictures to colour. Presumably at some point they must have been taken into the chapel to participate in the service. He tried to picture a likely occasion, Christmas perhaps, or Harvest Festival, but the memory eluded him, and he realised suddenly that Prue was speaking. "Sorry," he said, "I was miles away. What did you say?" "They've converted the first floor, beyond the gallery, into an alternative therapy centre. You know, acupuncture, homeopathy, rebirthing." What on earth, he wondered, was rebirthing? But he did not ask. Prue would have told him in far too much detail. "Maddie's been there," she said, "for her hay fever. She swears by it. She even went away with him on a sort of weekend retreat." Maddie was her friend, a solicitor given, Ramsay thought, to weird fads and enthusiasms which seldom lasted. Still, he said nothing. He had learned, during his life with Diana, the value of strategic silence. Prue pushed open the door into the health food shop. Late afternoon sunlight slanted through a stained glass window onto sacks of grains and pulses. There was a display of organic vegetables, misshapen carrots and potatoes still covered in soil, and shelves of spices. Prue shopped enthusiastically, asking occasionally for things he